G'day Limestone Coasters, welcome to another catch-up. Here's what happened this morning on the Limestone Coast Triple M.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing
Ewan Grant for breakfast on Triple M.
On 963 Triple M, Donald Trump is making headlines across the world again. He is in Europe at the moment. He is in London, and lots of things are going on. He's going to be talking about Brexit. He's talking about NATO. He's talking about tariffs. You are going to hear a lot about it across the day today. Locally, one of the things that I want to talk about is the animal shelter. They are calling for financial support as the idea of closing the facility looms. It's the front page story on the front page of the Border Watch today, and we will talk more about it later on this morning.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M from 1981, the start of a brand new decade. It was the first ELO song that didn't use any strings as part of the composition. And, well, I don't know whether you know it all, but there is a verse in the song that is totally sung in French. And the translation is, "Hold on tight to your dreams. Hold on tight to your dreams. When you see your ship go sailing, when you feel your heart is breaking, hold on tight to your dreams." Which is pretty much the, I suppose, the chorus for the rest of the song as well. Now, on 963 Triple M, I must admit, I didn't know that there was any French in the song at all. I just played the song each day and went, wow, that's really nice. I hadn't picked up on it at all. Maybe I'm a bit slow.
The Limestone Coasts 963 Triple M.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. They say that there is a really fine line between genius and insanity, and sometimes I really don't know which side of the line Donald Trump is on. Donald Trump has described himself as a stable genius. Now, my theory is that anybody who describes themselves as a stable genius may not be as stable as they reckon that they might actually be. Donald Trump has said that he saw the Russian leader Vladimir Putin as a competitor rather than an enemy. He is looking for NATO allies to agree to increase defense spending. And what he'd like to see is a boost of about $33 billion so that each country would be reaching 2% of GDP, which is an absolute bucket load of money. And I don't know whether you've ever seen the sheer amount of money the world spends on defense. It is just mind-boggling to think how much money goes in defense, not only here in Australia, but across the globe, the likes of Russia, China, America. It is absolutely incredible. And to think that the money is being spent on defense and not being spent on things like helping world hunger, stopping poverty, cleaning up the planet, all those sorts of things, you would think would be higher priorities for each and every one of the 7-odd billion people on the planet. Just defies belief to me.
Ewan Grant
for breakfast.
It is time to welcome Katja back to the studio. Good morning.
Thanks, Ewan. Coming up in local news headline, the District Council of Grant say upgrades to the Mount Gambier Airport are shovel-ready. Rural Bank have released the latest data on lamb and sheep meat prices, hitting record highs. The Robe Golf Course expansion project has seen support, and a project to translocate 200 southern pygmy perch has been hailed a success. All of that in sport, coming up soon.
Now, I didn't know, by the way, that the pygmy perch were being grown, as they say, in the Raylands, which is a really cool project. I just thought that was sensational.
Ewan Grant
for breakfast.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M, 22 after 6. A very, very, very chilly start in the Limestone Coast this morning. A mate of mine was running late to work today because of all the ice on the car when he woke up. One of the things that's making news today, apparently the Mount Gambier City Council is looking to deliberate as to whether they're going to fund or at least assist the New Year's Eve event that takes place each and every year up at Vansittart Park. Now, the council kicks in about $15,000, $10,000 in real money, $5,000 in kind. And I think that the New Year's Eve event is an absolutely sensational event for people with families, for people who want to go out on New Year's Eve and want to celebrate the start of a brand new year. I think it's a great thing for the city. Personally, I don't go to it because I'm not that big on New Year's Eve, and me and a couple of mates usually get together, have a very quiet night, and watch You Can't Stop the Music because they always play it on television. I don't know why, but they do. But I want to know whether you agree with the idea of the council supporting projects like that. I've just put a post up on the Triple M Limestone Coast Facebook page, and I want to know whether you think that the council should be supporting things like the New Year's Eve event, because I think it would be a shame, considering what used to happen in the city years ago and what happens now at Vansittart Park, to see all of that vanish from New Year's Eve. I think that would be an absolute shame.
The Limestone Coasts, 963 Triple M.
And when it comes to national news, there's calls for the Aussie divers who took part in the Chiang Rai rescue to receive the Cross of Valour. The team in the newsroom will keep us up to date with that. We're going to check in with Karcher and listen out after 7, because I've got the member for Barker, Tony Passon. He's going to join me for a chat about some of the great stuff going on here in the Limestone Coast. We have been very fortunate to receive a whole lot of federal government funding, and we'll be talking about it after 7 this morning.
The Limestone Coasts, 963 Triple M. Triple M. You and Grant for breakfast.
Now on 963 Triple M, got to send a few shout outs to a couple of people that are up nice and early this morning. Got to say a big good day to Rosie, to Neville and to Adam, who are up nice and early. Also to Stephanie as well. They've all jumped online to the Triple M Limestone Coast Facebook page. What I'm asking is, do you think Mount Gambier Council should continue to support the New Year's Eve celebrations in Mount Gambier? Apparently, that is under threat at the moment. Council are going to do some deliberations and see whether they would like to continue to do that. I'm not one for New Year's celebrations, let me tell you. But I think the idea of it is fantastic. And I think what the committee behind the New Year's Eve celebrations do is just fantastic. And it's a great family-friendly event down at Vansittart Park. And I think it would be a shame to see that go. You can jump online and have your say. You can also give me a call at any stage, because the phone lines are always open. 13 2710. I would love to hear from you.
The Limestone Coasts, 963 Triple M.
The Limestone Coasts, 963 Triple M. You can accuse me of oversharing at any stage, by the way, because I do tend to overshare. I mean, yesterday I was talking about getting my kit off if I was ever in a Spencer Tunic photo shoot. But this morning I was literally just out the back making a coffee, and I was talking to a friend about the fact that I'd lost my credit card about a week ago. It was one of those gut-wrenching moments, and I don't know whether you've ever done it at all, but when you open your wallet, you go, I'll just pay for that with a card, and you realise that the card's not there. And then you make all sorts of excuses, which I was doing to the team at Sanity at the time, because I was trying to buy a DVD. And then I went around to the bank and I went, well, I don't really know where I've lost it. I don't know whether it was in a store, because I'd been to numerous stores, as we do. We did a lot of shopping. And I cancelled the card. What I did that night after riding home was I moved the doona that is on the couch. And I found my credit card and I said things like, you're a bloody idiot. And as a result, I haven't had a card for the last couple of days. And it's amazing how many times you just reach into your pocket. You go, I'll just pay for that. And not having that easy, readily access to money has been quite an eye-opening experience, I can tell you. And proof that I am sometimes less than very smart.
The Limestone Coasts, 963 Triple M.
The Limestone Coasts, 963 Triple M. What an amazing week it has been in the world of news. The rescue from the Thai cave has dominated news. And as a result, the national news team are once again talking about it this morning. One of the things that's being called for at the moment is for Dr. Richard Harris to be given the gong of Australian of the Year. That will be interesting to see whether that happens, not only from a state point of view, but from a national point of view, given the high profile of what has taken place during the week. And one of the other things that's going on at the moment, national news team are talking about it, this calls for the Aussie divers to receive the Cross of Valour for all the things that they've done over in Thailand. Now, when it comes to local news, there is some really cool stuff going on locally as well. There is currently a number of projects right the way across the Limestone Coast that have received funding from the federal government. To talk about it this morning, I have the member for Barker, Tony Passon, joins me on the line. Tony, good morning.
Good morning, Ewan.
Hey, Tony, it must be really, really cool as part of your job to be able to say to projects that have put in funding applications, we have some cash for you.
Well, the great part of the job is going to Canberra and fighting for these projects. First, being introduced to them by the applicant and then going and fighting for them. The hard part of the job is I've known for about, 4 to 6 weeks that these projects are going to get up, but I haven't been able to share that good news with locals. And I've had to, say, oh, look, the application's pending. Look, we'll know the announcements soon. But because of all this, this is all embargoed. I have to kind of keep a poker face. But today, this week's the week I can just say, well, congratulations, well done.
Now, one of the massive projects has got to be the airport upgrade. That is sensational news.
It is. $3.5 million, which unlocks additional funding to the tune of $9.2 million. It means we'll get a new terminal, including an indoor carousel. We'll lengthen the runway. We'll strengthen the aprons. We'll improve safety by grooving the existing runway and upgrading the lighting system. So there's a convenience, safety and productivity outcome from a significant investment out at the airport. And we'll also, obviously, drive jobs because there's $9.2 million worth of work that has to go on out there.
And from what I was reading, a lot of that hopefully is going to be done by local contractors.
Well, I expect it'll all get done by local contractors. The application is made by the District Council of Grant. They're well known for having promoted local first approach. So I expect local contractors will be doing the work.
Tony, the airport project is only one of the beneficiaries across the Limestone Coast, and you have put in a number of miles this week to deliver the good news. Tell me about the other projects that are going to receive funding.
Well, there are some others throughout Barker, but in terms of the Limestone Coast, the Robe Golf Club, $600,000 towards an overall development of something close to $1.5 million, taking their course to an 18-hole championship course. And in terms of the community investment stream, three projects based in Mount Gambier, the Flying High project with Nell Jans at the Junction, which is a mental health awareness campaign. The Limestone Coast Local Government Association has got funding to run a leadership program, and Mount Gambier Tourism received funding to run a guides program, upskilling guides in and around the Mount Gambier community.
All of which are fantastic projects. And Tony, what's it like to find out about these different ideas that people hope to see build a better region for the Limestone Coast?
Well, that's the exciting part of the process. So, and round three of the Building Better Regions Fund opens now. Will open shortly. And no doubt I'll be contacted by groups with a blue sky dream and, often they say to me, oh, it won't ever get funding. And I say, well, if you work through this process, it may well. And that's the experience I had yesterday in the Bross of a group of 150 volunteers who run a brick rack shop. That shop has generated $1.8 million in donations into the community in 10 years.
Jesus.
They're operating from a shed. The toilet is basically a long drop out the back. The tea room has been kind of just collected together. And their vision was for a million-dollar purpose-built facility. Mm. And when they first met with me 12 months ago, they said, look, this is a dream. We'd like to think we could achieve it in 10 years. We made application to the Building Better Regions Fund, and they'll start building it in 4 weeks, and we'll be built in 6 months. So
what a great
it's
story.
That exercise that makes you feel pretty good about this job.
Tony, obviously you've seen a number of applications probably pass through your office. For people that have put in applications for round one and two, can they also apply in round three if they haven't got up? And what do people need to do to find out about how to put an application in?
Well, the best place to start is by contacting Nikki at my Mount Gambier office in terms of an application, and we can get you the guidelines and work through assisting you. The local Regional Development Australia office is also of great assistance. People can apply as many times as they wish. Indeed, the airport itself applied three times. The first time it was ineligible, the second time the application wasn't competitive, and the third time the community came together, we worked together and we got an outcome. So one of the great, one of the things people can do in terms of these applications, if they are unsuccessful, is get the feedback and work on the feedback and present a hopefully better application in the next round. And so I'm hopeful that that will happen. I'm hopeful new projects come out of the woodwork, and I hope people can realise that we can, you know, attract significant investment from the federal government to build better regions, including in the Limestone Coast.
Tony, I can probably safely say that there are a lot of really, really tough weeks in your job. This week, hopefully, is not one of them. Enjoy it while you can. And thanks, as always, for taking the time to have a chat to us, man.
Ewan, thank you. It's always a privilege doing this job.
Thanks, mate.
The Limestone Coast's 963 Triple M.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. One of the stories that's come out overnight, secret documents have revealed the true extent of some mechanical faults with some of Australia's top-selling utes. Ford and Toyota are in the firing line in regards to the article. But if you do own a ute, it is probably well worth doing a bit of research and finding out whether your ute is one of the utes affected. Now, on 963 Triple M, news is not far away. One of the big things being talked about today in the news is the Australian divers that helped rescue the wild boars, the soccer team from the Thai cave in Chiang Rai. There are calls for the Aussie divers to receive the Cross of Valour, which would just be sensational. There are even calls, as we talked about earlier this morning, for Dr. Richard Harris, who is no stranger to the Limestone Coast, by the way, to be given the nod as Australian of the Year. It will be interesting to see whether that comes to fruition between now and Australia Day next year.
Ewan Grant.
Oh, it was so chilly this morning as I was riding my bike into work. Yes, I was even riding my bike this morning at 3:30 a.m. Doesn't sound early if you say it quickly. One of the things that we are doing, while I talk about the fact that it is 1 degree in the Limestone Coast, if you are not a member of the Triple M Club as yet, you get exclusive access to amazing experiences. And right now, one of the most amazing is the fact that we are giving you the chance to get a winter warm-up on us. If you need a winter warm-up, what you need to do is join the club. Head to triplem.com.au. Sign up today. Altigua Air on Broad Beach is where I and the team at Triple M would like to send you for the ultimate Gold Coast getaway. AltiguaResorts.com.au is how you can find out more. We've also got the details online. Become a member. You never know. 5 nights on the Gold Coast on us.
Ewan Grant.
For breakfast.
Triple M rocks Limestone Coast local sport. Thanks to Harvey Norman Mount Gambier.
And a big thank you to the team at Harvey Norman as well. Talking sport this morning, I have got Barney and Milo in my studio. I've got KG on the line. Ken, good morning.
Good morning, Ewan. Good morning, Barney. And good morning, Milo, on this very, very foggy and cold morning.
Well, what a game that was. A beautiful game. I'm keeping it on tape. And I'll tell you what, we have the potential of being the best team outside of the eight, unfortunately.
Well, the best team outside of the eight.
Barney and Milo, they were never going to lose that game last night. That may sound a silly thing to say, but, you know, when you sit down and think about sport, games like that, the power of the mind. I have no doubt, having seen the reaction when Roy Sloan made his announcement he's staying, the reaction from the players was enormous, and I have no doubt that played an enormous part in their victory last night. And you're right. There'd be a few sides within that eight that don't want to see Adelaide sneak in. I can give you the strong tip on it. And Tom.
Yeah, so what you're saying, it's all about mental toughness, and that's the topic. Now, KG, I got a big tick to Tex Walker. He finally did what he should have done in the grand final.
Well, it's been a long time coming, and Tex has had his critics, as was the case last week, and deservedly so. But he's got to do more of that. Barney and Miley, you just can't do a one-off. That's what he's got to produce. That's why he's there. That's why he's captain. But there's no doubt the power of the mind is a remarkable thing. God, they were always in control of that game last night. As I said, that may sound an over-the-top comment, but that's as I saw it. No doubt they were going to win that game.
But Adelaide does have one team in the eight, and they could possibly go all the way in the Port Power. They are a fabulous team.
Well, look, it's not, and you know, it might come down to the showdown, Adelaide versus Port Adelaide. God, striking thing. They'd be sitting on the Bunny roof. They'd have paddle steamers in the Bunny torrents trying to see the game before it'll be everywhere.
Now, put your umpire's hat on. We get a mixed bag stereotype coming in. And then last night, they let it go, KG.
Well, you know, how can you predict from week to week what those Acme Thunderbolts do? Look, we're a breed of our own umpires. we're a different kettle of fish, and you just can't read them from week to week. I just don't worry about them. I just watch the game and say, go, boys, go.
The last time I could predict what an umpire was going to do was when you were umpiring, Ken.
Yeah, when Neil Kelly knocked me out.
Yeah. We knew what you were going to do then, stay horizontal.
Yeah.
Are you going to get up and watch the World Cup? Because it's going to be great. France versus Croatia. I mean, just a wonderful game.
Oh, you know, it will be. I feel sorry for the Poms. Look, they scored early, and they were cock-a-hoop, and here they are, the first time in many, many years, with a chance to make the final. They missed out. But having said that, I'll watch it. Yeah. Final World Cup, and it comes around every so often. So I'll be watching it. But I'm tickled pink and delighted with Adelaide last night. They've put themselves in a situation where they're alive. We're not dead yet.
Look, when England lost, I said, oh, how sad, too bad. I wasn't that sorry to see the Brazilians go out, actually.
Yeah, well, too. But I felt sorry for England. They scored early and I thought, here we go.
Now, the footy coverage, we've got Bruce and BT, and I reckon BT's fallen into the stats trap, so we've got a bit of an overkill duel there. Now, the cricket team, the Seven cricket team, you've obviously had a look at that, and it's big money. The whole thing's $1.82 billion. That's how big it is. Yep. Now, Bruce is going to do a lunch break show. Are we going to get a stats feast in that as well?
We'll get plenty, I would suggest, from old Flash. There'll be no doubt about that. He won't deviate. I'm looking forward to it. It's sad in one sense at Nine, who have set the tone and the pad. Their coverage, whether you like Nine or not, their coverage was, I thought, terrific. And it's a big challenge for Channel 7 now. As long as they don't try and go over the top and don't try and do too much, it's a simple game. Could you just show us what we want to see? It'll be fine. But big challenge for Channel 7, big challenge.
Well, we've had a great start to this weekend with the Crows winning at Port Power. Go the Power. It was going to be a feast of football.
Barney, you're right. Go the Power. You're right.
Yeah. And you're getting better. You're coming good. You'll get the power of your voice back, which is good to hear. We've got a World Cup. We've got a Wimbledon final, by the way. But don't worry about that.
What about Nadal?
Oh,
gee.
What about Federer?
Could you believe that?
I couldn't.
Yeah, then money fell off my chair.
Federer couldn't believe it. Lost in five. He had a match point and he lost in five. He couldn't believe it, but he's going to be back.
He sets up match point and gets beaten five. I can't believe it. It's all happening. The wonderful world of sport.
We'll talk to you next week.
Catch you, boys.
See you, KJ. You and Grant for
breakfast. Triple M Rocks, Limestone Coast local sport. Thanks to Harvey Norman Mount Gambier.
On 963 Triple M, we are going to talk all about the Pioneers. They've got a home game tonight. Healy's going to join us later on this morning to talk more local sport from around the Limestone Coast. Marlo joins me. Mate, heaps of stuff going on.
Yeah, it certainly is. And the sun will come out. That's the bonus, isn't it?
Eventually, it's going to warm up.
Yeah, we all have a cold shower in the mornings. And this morning, it wasn't cold. It was icy.
My goodness, it was frozen when I came.
Now, as I said, the sun will be out, and that'll be good for all our local sports people, particularly footy and netty across the Limestone Coast southeast, because they're back in action. Five or six rounds, depending on the league, till finals. So there's still a bit of jockeying, so that'll keep everyone on their toes throughout the grades. So good luck there and travel safe as always. On the big stage, our under 16 state team, talking Aussie rules, of course, good luck. And they will take on in sunny Queensland the Melbourne or Victorian Metro team, and whoever wins that'll be the champions. So they want to emulate the under 18s that just took out that title. And of course, good luck to the Kingston boys, Hagen Wright, Luke Pedler, and Will Schreiber from Keith, of course. So I'll keep an eye on the results of that one. Now, the big one in terms of Richmond supporters, South Gambia Footy Club, they present on Monday the 30th of July, 7:30, a sportsman's night with Richmond's Jack Ruvolt. Show me the money and he'll entertain. Tickets pre-purchase $40 or $50 at the door. See the club's Facebook site for full details. And I know you can get tickets from the South Aussie where it's fair dinkum, of course. Now, as you highlighted, Huey, later on we'll catch up with Coach Richard Hill and the Pioneers will entertain the Geelong Supercats. So just got to keep winning. So get out there and support the team, and no doubt they'll have it all warmed up and stocked up with goodies for everyone that heads out there tonight. A great family night's entertainment. Then, of course, after nine, the Ray White Kettley Know-It-Alls footy team will be back talking local footy. And I'm going to round up Will Gould, the ex-Lucendale lad who was a member of the South Australian under-16 side that won the championships. And he's going to get his first game in the reserves for Glenelg today. And my tip is he'll get a league game as a 17-year-old before the season's out. Stay tuned.
Good luck to him. On 963 Triple M News and Sport coming up, Courtney and the team are going to tell us all about what's going on. One of the big stories this morning is about the Aussie divers that were in Thailand to rescue the Thai boys soccer team, the Wild Boars. There is talk about the divers being given the Medal of Valor, which is absolutely sensational. When it comes to local news, I am asking the question this morning, do you think the Mount Gambier Council should continue to support the New Year's Eve celebrations in Mount Gambier? Overwhelmingly, you guys are saying yes. I'd love to hear from you. 13 27 10. You can jump online to have your say at the Triple M Limestone Coast Facebook page.
The Limestone Coast's 963 Triple M. You and Grant for breakfast.
On 963 Triple M, the President of the United States, Donald Trump, is making news once again across the planet. He is currently talking NATO. He is about to be at dinner with Theresa May. That will be an interesting conversation, I am sure. And at some stage during the course of his visit, he's going to be visiting with the Queen. I would love to know what the Queen thinks when she has to meet different delegates and leaders from countries across the planet. I would love to have a private conversation with the Queen to find out exactly what she thought about some of the people that she gets to talk to. I reckon that'd be fascinating. On 963 Triple M, Coonawarra Cellar Dwellers is taking place at the moment, and I'm going to catch up with Olivia later on this morning, give you all the details of what you can get up to this weekend, because it is absolutely sensational. If you've not had the opportunity to head up to the Coonawarra over the course of the last couple of weeks, make sure you do so before Cellar Dwellers finishes, because you will kick yourself if you miss out.
The Limestone Coast's 963 Triple M. Triple M rocks Limestone Coast local sport, thanks to Harvey Norman Mount Gambier.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. We are catching up with the coach of the Pioneers this morning, Richard Hill. Marlo is in the studio with me.
Good morning, coach. How's things?
A bit chilly, Milo. Ewan, how are you guys doing?
Yeah, the absolute minimum Mount Gambier in the 50s was -4, so we've got a bit of a way to go. No doubt the ice house has been good in the mornings for training and getting the boys moving quick.
Oh, can't they can't wait to get down there. They just absolutely love it. Just on a quick one, we'll have the heaters going in there tonight early to get it warmed up for our patrons, so so it won't be too bad.
Yeah, and we'll give an icy reception to the Geelong Supercats, of course. Now, obviously, everyone's done the permutations, computations, and really it's very simple, Hilly, isn't it? Keep winning.
I reckon that's what we've got to do, Milo. You know, like, and it's in our hands. I think if we win them all, we'll get a berth. Who knows where that'll be? Could be anywhere from fourth to eighth. So it's a crazy scenario for all of those teams. It'll be a huge weekend for everyone. We get it out of the way quickly tonight, so we'll know whether we're alive and kicking after tonight.
And Geelong, last time we played them, they got a 72-62. What do they roll up with, and how do we shape up against them?
They're pretty much the same team, except they're like everyone. They're playing better now than what they were in the first game of the year. They've been pretty good. I think they've won five out of their last six, and they're playing some good basketball. They're one of those teams that right in the hunt. They would feel if they play well, they can win a championship, and we feel a bit the same. And we know that if we don't play well, and they're the same, they could easily be bundled out as well. They could lose a couple of games now in the next 2 weeks, and they could miss the playoffs. So it's vital for everybody now.
And every team has niggles. You don't get through a season unless you play properly without a few niggles, aches and pains, etc. So that'll be a bit of a leveller. Just a quick update, Sam McDaniel. How's he travelling?
He was travelling okay. Training Wednesday until the last little bit. He tweaked his ankle again, so yeah, he won't be on court tonight. We were hopeful. We were pretty hopeful. He'd done a great job of moving what looked like a 4-week injury back to a couple, but it looks like a bit, you know, look, we get through tonight, we're pretty confident he'd be okay to go next weekend.
Coach Richard Hill, everyone's going to get out there and cheer the Pioneers on. They're our only team in a national competition. We know the boys will give it 110%. Good luck, and I hope we're on song tonight.
Need to be shooting the ball well tonight, Milo, and it'll all be happening.
Thanks, Ellie.
You and Grant.
Triple M. The Lobster Coast 963 Triple M. Hopefully you are not having your Weet-Bix right now, because one of the grossest things that I think I've ever seen is a man who had the world record for the world's longest fingernails. I saw some pictures during the course of the week. The reason that I'm talking about this is that after 66 years, he's decided to cut them. It's just gross. Oh, I don't understand it. But I suppose if you want to be famous for something, it's probably one of the easiest things that you could do, maybe. I'm not sure easy is the right word either, actually. But anyway, on 963 Triple M, we are going to talk about the Coonawarra Cellar Dwellers. There are some amazing events on over the course of the weekend. One of the biggies is taking place tonight. I'll give you some more details on that soon. If you haven't got a copy of the program, make sure you jump online to their Facebook page. They've got a fantastic website as well. And all the details of all the events are on. There's some great wines that only come out at this time of the year in the Coonawarra for you to taste as well at cellar doors. It really is the perfect time to be visiting the Coonawarra.
The Limestone Coasts 963 Triple M.
Ewan Grant.
The Breakfast.
Triple M.
On 963 Triple M, just before I welcome Karcher back to the studio, got to send out a shout out to the team at the Mount Gambier Italia Australian Club, celebrating 50 years this weekend. There's a really cool article in the pages of the Border Watch today. You can check out all about it. But congratulations to everybody involved. And hopefully this weekend is going to be an absolutely sensational celebration. Time to say a big good morning to Karcher.
Thanks, Ewan. Coming up in local news headlines, this week's announcement of federal funding for upgrades to the Mount Gambier Airport has been welcomed by the District Council of Grant. Rural Bank has released the latest data on sheep and lamb meat prices. The federal government has announced $600,000 for the Robe Golf Course expansion project, and 200 southern pygmy perch have been translocated to the Mount Gambier railway lands. All of that in sport, coming up soon.
Catches
the Limestone Coast 963 Triple M.
It's a Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. Yesterday I was talking all about the article that was on the front page of the paper. A men's shed had gone up in flames. And as a result, I was talking about something from my childhood where our chimney had caught on fire. Now, I thought it was a great idea to get the commander of the MFS locally, Mark Searsing, into the studio. He joins me this morning. Mark, g'day.
Good morning.
Mark, it's winter. We want to stay warm. There are things that are inherently dangerous in us staying warm. And I wanted to talk to you about what we need to do around the home to I suppose, be as safe as possible.
Yeah, well, that's right. You and they are dangerous, but we can certainly make them safe. And there's numerous things that we can do regarding our home heating during winter. You were just talking about how you had a chimney or a flue fire back in your earlier days. And the way we can prevent that from happening is to make sure that we don't burn pine or timber that is still wet. Mm-hmm. We make sure our firewood has been well dried and seasoned. And always get our chimney or flue swept out on a regular basis.
That's something that you've got to do on a yearly basis, isn't it?
You should do. Yeah. Yes, that's right. Mm. And I think there's still some chimney sweeps around the place.
Yes, I called one recently, actually, from my place. If you do have an issue where you find that you do have a flue fire, I mean, obviously you've got to give you guys a call and go help.
Yep, that's right. And if it's a combustion heater, just close the door at the front, get out of the house, and of course, give us a call.
Mm.
And the way we generally tackle those sort of fires is we'll put up our aerial appliance or a ladder and get up on the roof, and we'll slowly put some water down through the flue to put it out and try not to make a mess down inside your house.
Mark, there's other things when it comes to heating. There are some people around that would still have presumably open fires, and we need to make sure our open fires are covered.
Exactly. Don't load them up with too much wood. You don't want during the burning of the timber one of the logs to misplace, like happened yesterday.
Wow.
How it was reported yesterday in the paper, and roll forward. Mm. And we always we recommend that if you do have an open fire, that you should have a full size fire screen in front of the fire to stop those sparks and embers that tend to jump out and spark out.
Now, from fires, I move to dryers. Dryers are a big problem. And so, from that point of view, are putting clothes in front of fires. We need to be mindful of what we're doing when we're doing that sort of thing in the home as well.
We do. We do. Look, if we're going to... I know it's hard to get your clothes dry out on the line during winter. Not all of us have got an electric clothes dryer. So we tend to put our clothes on a clothes rack and put them in front of the fire. So we recommend that rack is at least 2 metres back from the fire itself. And always be mindful if you've got pets and children around, because they can quite easily knock that clothes dryer over and come in contact with the fire and have some disastrous effects.
And talking about things that keep us warm, electric blankets are also an issue.
Electric blankets are great. Everyone loves getting into a warm bed. electric blankets, don't hang on to it. If you've got a really old one, don't hang on to it.
Get rid of it.
Get rid of it and get a new one. They're not that dear. Electric blankets, when we put them away for summer, we tend to fold them like a rug or a sheet. And that, because they got wires inside of them, that continuous opening and closing when we're folding them, it's going to weaken the wires. So they're not an item that lasts forever. Don't leave them on continuously. Good, turn them on when you're home. Make sure that you're home when you've turned them on, and then when you go to bed, turn them off again. Don't leave them on all the time. You know, we come across fires as a result of electric blankets because they've been left on the whole time. The quilt's put over the top, there's clothes and that piled on top, and just the heat build-up eventually ignites everything.
Mm. Now, Mark, for anybody who'd like any information, you guys have got a great website.
We have. You can go to the MFS website, and there are multiple fire safety tips across a whole heap of subjects there.
Mate, it is always good to have you in the studio. Thank you very much for coming in and having a chat with us today.
Thank you. Everyone, keep warm.
You and Grant
for breakfast.
Triple M.
Triple M.
You and Grant
for breakfast.
Triple M.
The Lobster Coast 963 Triple M. Yesterday there was a tradie breakfast that took place. It was all to raise funds for Triple M's Gimme 5 for Kids. A man who was instrumental in putting it together is Ray DeWitt. He joins me on the line. Ray, g'day.
Good morning, Ewan. How are you?
Mate, cold. Well, I can't say that anymore. I was very cold at about 3:30 this morning. I am in air-conditioned comfort right now, which is just going to make everybody in the Limestone Coast upset.
Yeah, that's it. I wish I was with you there.
Hey, mate, yesterday was a better day in the Limestone Coast, and you were braving the weather nice and early, putting on a bit of a tradie breakfast.
Yeah, we had the brekkie yesterday morning, and things went off quite well, so we were pretty happy with the results.
Mate, you are being very, very cagey there. It was a sensational result.
Yeah, no, as I said, we're pretty happy with it. You know, all the painters come in and paid a bit of money and had a bacon and egg sandwich and donated some money. And we had some plumbers come in and some tilers come in and a carpenter come in as well. So, like, it was really good, well received.
How much money did you raise, mate?
We snuck in a lazy $320-odd on the Barbie, and then Hames Paint, who are our major suppliers, they chipped in $500 to top it up to about $820 for the morning.
Mate, almost a grand in just a morning. That is sensational. I don't know how to thank you, dude.
Yeah, well, I almost got to give up painting and start cooking barbecues, I reckon.
I might join you. As long as it's not this damn cold in the Limestone Coast.
No, that's true.
Mate, obviously a great feeling for you guys to make that much money in just a single day to help out the local hospitals is a sensational result.
Yeah, it's a wonderful cause, and I think that's what the main reason we are able to raise that much money, because people are happy to give to that wonderful cause.
Well, Ray, I cannot wait till next year to be talking to you again. Hopefully we get to do another brekkie or something similar. Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart, and thanks from the entire Triple M team, mate.
No worries. All the best, Huey.
The Limestone Coast, 963 Triple M.
Guy is back this afternoon. Ray Hadley is going to be in after 10. Muller is going to be back talking sport with the know-it-alls. And don't forget, you can jump online to triplem.com.au. All thanks to Altigua Air on Broadbeach. We are giving you the chance at 5 nights on the Gold Coast to escape this winter weather we're having here in the Limestone Coast. Jump online, become a Triple M Club member, check it out and see if we can make you a winner. Have a fantastic weekend. I will catch up with you Monday. Talk to you then.